Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. CJ and Bubble Boy are in the studio with me, and you can plainly see this on Facebook Live, by the way. And I should point something out, that during the commercial breaks, there are some, there's some situations on Facebook Live where we don't send any audio, and it's dry, but we actually open up the mics, and you hear some behind-the-scenes stuff going on during the show. And thank you for sharing
that. At your own peril.
Exactly. So I want to throw that out there because some people are going, hey, we hear you guys talking. Hello. And you know, that's the idea, to give you a little glimpse behind the curtain.
You're welcome.
What goes into this two-hour radio show spectacular, which usually is, at this point,
nonsense.
A lot of Mexican tequila. And
some Christmas songs.
And some gaseous type things from Bubble Boy.
Anomalies.
Yeah, that have a tendency to rear their ugly heads. All right. The Aqua Gypsy has joined us. Brittany. Brittany, are you ready for your top five? Almost.
I am ready.
Okay. Well, I want you to stand by because she has basically a dive site that she's going to give us the top five ways to make the most of it. Kind of like you would say this is probably one of your Super Bowl of diving sites, right, Brittany?
I would say so, or pretty much anyone that lives in Florida.
Yeah. So we're going to leave it at that. We'll tease with that and get to that in just a bit with the rest of the crew, Jerry the Diver Guy, Walt DeMartini.
Can we guess?
No. Well, you could guess, but then I would have to turn your mic off because I need to talk to Jason. He's on with us via Facebook.
Hello.
Or I should say FaceTime audio. Jason, welcome.
Thank you.
California. Yeah, and Jason, pretty cool guy. He lives out there in Hollywood, living the life. You know,
thanks, Greg.
He does contract work for the Discovery Channel a lot of times, and he sent me a link of some photos. You just posted this stuff on your Instagram, Jason. Jason Elias, by the way, Elias. So you could look him up on Instagram. And these are pictures from last year's Shark Week that you took for
That's
that
right.
event. Is that right?
That's right, yeah. I was hired by Discovery Channel. I am a contract commercial photographer, and I do advertising for a lot of different networks, and one of my big clients is Discovery Channel, and they sent me for Shark Week for 2 years in a row down to French Polynesia, Tahiti, with a celebrity to kind of shoot him and big sharks.
Wow. And people think I have a good gig.
Was that Shaq? Was that the Shaq one?
Yeah.
Yeah, was that Shaq in Tahiti, or was it someone else?
Shaq was – so I shot Shaq in – maybe I shouldn't really give it away, but he wasn't in a cage in the Bahamas. He was actually on a soundstage in Atlanta. But
wow.
I did shoot yeah. Shania Twain in the Bahamas for Shark Week last week.
Okay.
Last year.
Well, there you go.
Someone's got to do it.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you're talking about that stuff Shaq did on the boat with – is that what you're talking about when he was doing that kind of stuff? Or you're not allowed
to
say?
No. What's that?
Wait, are you not allowed to say as far as Shaq on the soundstage in Miami thing?
Yeah, I'm not really supposed to kind of pull the curtain back too
right.
often.
Right,
I do the more high-profile kind of advertising stuff, which they put on that. Like, that was on the back of like a bunch of magazines and an ad kind of thing.
So. Got it. It's real high-end stuff. If you go to Jason's website... I believe it's jasonelias.com. Is that right, Jason?
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. So just look it up there. But on your Instagram, you posted these pictures, and they are really awesome shots.
How do you spell
Thanks,
that?
Thanks, Greg.
Elias. Jason Elias.
Thank you.
Right. I'm saying it right. Right, Jason? I hope.
It's actually Elias.
Elias, of course I'm not. That's just what I do.
Got it. I got it right now.
But that's how you spell it. I got the spelling.
That's right. Jason, E-L-I-A-S.
Right. But yeah, this gig you got for, you know, working for Discovery. I mean, he's done stuff for, you know, I don't know, the Deadliest Catch guys. And
I have.
A lot of history.
I've been up to Alaska.
I mean, it's pretty remarkable, the work that that Jason has done. And it's very cool. I mean, how did you get that kind of gig? I mean, I know there's a lot of people listening right now that, you know, some of them take their underwater photography, you know, more seriously than others. And they're thinking,
sure,
is there a way to break into this kind of biz? Or,
yeah.
I'm guessing the diving side of your work kind of came after you kind of got your foot in the door or fin in the door. Is that a fair assumption or what?
That's a very fair assumption. You know, I think I was just listening to an interview that I did with you, Greg.
That's right. Yeah.
Where you talked about how you got into scuba radio, mm-hmm, which is where you said you kind of fell over, kind of ass backwards into it. You weren't planning on actually doing diving. You were actually just trying to figure out a way to go diving for free.
Yes, on company time. Yeah,
company time.
It's worked out pretty good over the years.
Yeah. Well, I'm watching your Facebook live feed right now, and you got a pretty sweet studio there.
Well,
so,
I apologize for what you've seen so far.
I was a passionate photographer, and then I moved into being a commercial advertising photographer. But I wasn't necessarily, but I was also a passionate diver, but I never brought the two together. But then Discovery Channel sent me down for a couple years in a row with a guy named Eli Roth, mm-hmm, who's an actor and director.
Yeah.
And he hosted Shark Week. He did Shark After Dark.
Right.
And so I did 10 days, 2 years in a row, where Eli was, you know, like, welcome to Shark Week, that kind of stuff. And they said, would you be willing, because you're, I was directing the stuff up top, but they said, but since you're going there anyways, do you want to kind of take a camera underwater? And I said, that sounds pretty awesome. So I took a camera down, and then that's kind of how the underwater photography stuff kind of started.
Well, there you go. Very cool. I mean,
yeah. And also, you know, it's a little unfair advantage, because when I go do underwater photography for like Shark Week, they want to get giant sharks. So we go to the place in the world where the biggest sharks are, and I have safety divers with me, and we construct it in a way like, I get the benefit of a lot of other people's work. Let's just say that.
Yeah. But you're actually, are you actually taking pictures, still pictures, while the rest of the crew is like filming stuff, or are you overseeing all this stuff? A little bit everywhere?
For Shark Week, I was kind of overseeing almost all of it. Underwater, I was shooting the stills, and we had an amazing underwater cinematographer, a guy named Denny Lagrange, who shot for Blue Planet 2 and the new Netflix thing coming up. He's an awesome guy. He did all the underwater videography, but we would kind of coordinate our stuff down below based on what I thought we needed to get for Shark Week.
How about
that? There are some amazing, oh my God, you should see these shots on this website.
Well, yeah, and that's from Tahiti. And you know, years ago,
cool,
Jean-Michel Cousteau mentioned Tahiti to me as one of his favorite places on the planet to dive. And I have yet to be there. So you've been around the block a few times. You've dove a few different places now, Jason.
Yeah.
Would you agree with him on that? Did you think Tahiti, that part of the world, was pretty spectacular on the diving side of things?
You know, I would say so, particularly if you want sharks. I mean, we kind of went to places where, you know, we were flown to the places where the most sharks would be. So that was pretty awesome. If you want sharks, I've never seen anything quite like it. So last year I shot for Animal Planet, and I went and shot the Irwins.
Yeah.
And I went to Australia for 2 weeks. And when I did that, I went and dove the Great Barrier Reef, which was amazing in its own way. But I got to say, Tahiti, if you want to see like monsters swimming around like I saw, I've never seen anything quite like that.
Well, there you go. And you mentioned Steve Irwin. Yeah, you actually hung with him back in the day, too, before that tragic accident. Is that right, too? You knew him?
No, I wish I could say that. No,
oh, it was after. Okay.
I was after. So, but then I met I hung out with Terry and mm-hmm. Robert and Bindi when I was out there this time. And they're kind of just as inspiring as he was. They're pretty amazing people.
I have no doubt.
What they do. And so it's pretty awesome.
Yeah. You see some of the interviews they've done. They're definitely following in their dad's footsteps in that
regard.
Totally,
yeah.
But yeah, what a cool gig he has. Would you guys agree with me on
God,
this?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Oh my god!
Absolutely, a lot of tiger sharks on here.
Yeah.
That tiger shark, that was crazy. That was absolutely crazy. I don't know which photo you're looking at of the tiger shark stuff, but that 17-foot tiger shark. So in one of the photos, you can see him, and you can see Eli Roth, and we had a reporter from People Magazine with us as well down there. You can see like the whole shark, and they're kind of like really tiny next to the side of it.
Is that, when they're kneeling down on the floor?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
But that's crazy, right? That's
huge.
Absolutely crazy. Yeah.
So were you a little nervous yourself in the position you have, or are you beyond that whole thing?
Are you nervous about
taking some of those type of shots, or you've been doing this long enough where you're not worried about the sharks and all that kind of thing?
Well, I got to be, no, I mean, when you see something like that, and I wasn't in a cage.
Had to change your wetsuit? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, 100%.
All right, there you go. Great stuff.
I had safety divers with me, but the safety divers that I had with me, the way they protected the sharks, they just had a lot.
All right, well, hold on.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Is there anyone out there? Because it's getting harder and harder to breathe.
This is Peter from Aquanauts Grenada. You are listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. And now here is one of the most challenging rebreather students that I ever had, Greg the Dive Master.
With the exception of Mermaid Tony.
I can't say with the exception of Mermaid Tony.
Just lie. Go ahead.
I hate you.
Is there anyone out there? Cause it's getting harder and harder to breathe.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, CJ Bubble Boy in the studio, a plethora of others connected via the web, including Jason Elias. I said it right that time?
You did.
Yay! Finally, as we just get ready to say goodbye. No, we got a few more minutes here. We want to talk about his diving adventures for Discovery. Once again, he just posted some stuff on his Instagram, or you can go to Jason Elias, ELIAS.com, and check out his website. Now, that picture, CJ and Bubble Boy are looking at it right now, and that was in Tahiti with the tiger shark,
Instagram?
Or where? Yeah. Well, no, he's looking on your main website, I think.
Oh,
right?
My main website. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, most of the underwater stuff there is from Tahiti. So,
okay.
Yeah, it's all from Shark Week. It's all basically looking for monster sharks.
Right. So, you know, you got into this. You're a diver. Were you ever? You said you had safety divers. When you're doing this kind of stuff. But have you ever been in one of those situations where you're like, boy, this is getting a little close?
No, actually, this was actually the first time that ever happened. And, you know, one of the things is when to get these kind of like what you hope are amazing shots, you kind of have to put yourself out there a little bit in places you wouldn't necessarily do if you were just in recreational diving.
Right.
That's what I was kind of getting paid for.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're looking on the website, there's one photo of, not that anyone out there is looking at it, but there's a photo of the shark, of the tiger shark coming towards me. And that's actually the first in a series of photos that I just posted on Instagram this week, where the tiger shark came at me and swam about 2 feet away from me and swam right over the top of me. And I held up my camera to protect myself.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, like a good photographer, I kept shooting the entire time and it swam right over the top of me. But as I said, I was directing, and when I came back up top, I had to hand my still camera to an assistant, and I picked up a video camera because I was going to get Eli Roth to come up on board and say, "What an amazing dive!" And I couldn't stand. I actually had to sit down because my legs were so wobbly from that experience. It was crazy. It was absolutely crazy.
Yeah. Well, you know, to get that money shot, sometimes you got to get a little close. Exactly. And it can make the best of even the most hardiest diver a little bit on the, you know, like, I might have to check my wetsuit after that dive.
But it's an amazing, I mean, when you see an animal like that so up close, you realize why diving is so amazing, is because you actually get to interact with wildlife in a way that you really don't get to interact with wildlife in any other way. Like, even when you go on safari, you're in a Jeep. Here, like, you can actually be one-on-one with these animals, which is amazing.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's so true. And you know, with all the stuff you see on Discovery and all the videos and great shots, I mean, you're really good at that, obviously. I mean, your work speaks for itself. But it really doesn't replace being there and doing it yourself. And that's why, you know, all these kind of shark dives and stuff, when you get out there and you actually experience yourself, it's really great at capturing a special moment and getting real close, you know, with video and stills, that kind of thing. But boy, when you're actually in there, in the water, in their environment, and you see they're not going to eat you. I mean, the pictures kind of look like they're about ready to eat you sometimes. They look a little intimidating when you look at the film and stuff like that. But when you're in the water with them, it's a little different perspective. And a lot of times it's a little less menacing.
Which
is good, you know, because we don't want to portray them
that's the whole point of Shark Week. The whole point, you know, Shark Week in the past, Discovery had made some mistakes and they turned it into some, you know, the whole megalodon issue.
Mm-hmm.
But they've actually turned a corner from then. And since I've been working with them, it's actually much more about trying to get people to understand that sharks are not man eaters. They are not the super dangerous animals. They're actually tremendously unbelievable beasts in the world. They're like kind of magical. And even though I was intimidated by this shark swimming at me, the 17-foot tiger shark, there's no doubt about it, I felt very viscerally alive. It was because you're in the presence of an amazing creature, not because I was about to be eaten. And the truth is, the safety divers told me later, you were never in danger. It was just my fear.
Sure.
It was actually just an amazing experience. And when you see something like that up close, you're right. No photo, no video could ever replace that sense of like being there in the world with something amazing like that.
So. Mm-hmm. Yeah. When you put yourself out there and you're so vulnerable and but you see that, well, no, wait, it's not going to eat me after all. Wow. How about that?
That's right.
Look at that. Yeah. That's amazing. And the you know, the experience kind of takes over and that kind of thing. And it's why we do what we do.
That's right.
But you know, it comes definitely your passion comes across in your work, Jason. Good stuff. And thanks for taking the time. And, you know, next time you publish some more pictures, make sure you let me know and I'll share that with the crew and everybody and they can take a look at this stuff. Can you preview anything for the future or is it too early in the season to know what's going to happen for next summer's Shark Week? Are they even talking yet or what?
They have talked about it and we've talked to, there's been rumors of a different part of the world.
Yeah.
So there's another place in the world where there's a lot of sharks, different types of sharks that we may go to, and it's not South Africa.
Yeah.
So
I think Bubble Boy is suggesting what lake?
Lake Titicaca.
Okay, okay. Just want to had to get that in.
Much
there.
To see.
We've heard good things.
I don't think that's at the top of the list.
Yeah, honestly. I'm guessing.
See, it's funny when you hear it the first time.
Socorro Islands are an awesome place for sharks.
Okay. Socorro, yeah, that could
be one.
That's
true. Yeah. I think they're thinking more Pacific, but I won't say much more than that.
Yes, be more specific.
Socorros are in the Pacific.
I meant more kind of South Pacific. That's what I meant to say.
Okay. We'll go with that. So, well, he can't tell us anymore. We'll have to send, you know, people dressed in shark suits.
Well, maybe I'll bring Greg. Maybe you'll come down on the next Shark Week dive and report live.
Oh, that'd be awesome. I'd love that, of course.
Yeah.
You know, but usually when they've done that before, I say, hey, we need some more chum. Could you hop on a plane? You know, but yeah.
Yeah, you never know.
Well, but Jason, appreciate it.
Pete could go down. He's bleeding quite frequently. Mm-hmm.
That's a whole nother thing.
The manatees love him.
I'm game.
Tie this rope real snug.
All right, you guys just stop. Just stop.
You guys are all welcome to come along.
You don't know these people very well. but we appreciate your time, Jason. Thanks so much. Enjoy yourself.
Thanks, guys.
And
thanks,
we'll talk to you again soon. There you go. Jason Elias, or Elias.
Elias.
Yes. Elias. How's that song go?
He's a professional, ladies and gentlemen.
He is. And the fact that he spent some of his time with us says a lot about his lack of character.
No, these are amazing. These shots are incredible.
No, it really is. Yeah, check it out, jasonelias.com. Check out his Instagram. That's where he posted a bunch of those new shots from Sharks this past season, Shark Week. All right, more coming up. Stay close. Top 5 from the Aqua Gypsies next. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. That was really nice of Jason, by the way, to spend some time with us like that. If you ever thought about being a professional underwater photographer, well, it doesn't happen overnight, obviously. And you got to know people like Jason or, you know, maybe just have a passion for it. And I'll tell you, he definitely does indeed. As well as the Aqua Gypsy. Brittany is one of a kind, and she has been... you know, coming at me with like, hey, Greg, I got these ideas. I got a top 5 thing that I'd like to share with your audience. And it might just make them a little bit better diver, or at least better prepared to dive one of the most popular sites in Florida and possibly what she considers one of her Super Bowl of diving sites on the planet. Is that right, Brittany? What do you think?
I've still got some more to explore, but definitely the United States for sure.
Yes. So this is a site in Florida, and I guess we can share it now. So I'll let you share it. What's the name of it, first off?
All right. So this is the Blue Heron Bridge.
Blue Heron Bridge, right there in West Palm Beach, Florida.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Very popular, especially.
I figured that was going to be about.
Yeah.
I love that place.
Yeah, it really is. You know, and it's one of those places like, you know, we're based in Orlando. West Palm Beach is kind of one of our local diving haunts. And you go down there and a lot of the dive stores will go down there and do a dive because it's kind of like it's not a boat dive. It's not a beach dive. It's kind of in between. Right. You'd say, Brittany?
It is. It's super accessible. I mean, you can pretty much just go there and dive out of the back of your vehicle. And it's a shore dive, but it's really something truly unique.
Yeah, very unique and actually very popular. And you'll see some really cool critters there. It's really become quite famous for kind of the kind of things that you will see at Blue Heron Bridge right there in West Palm Beach.
Blue herons?
Actually, you might. You might actually see blue herons.
Wild guess.
There in BOL topside on your surface interval. But we're going to give you the top 5 ways to make the most of a dive there at Blue Heron Bridge next with the Aqua Gypsy. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jeff, the captain of the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2.
You are listening to Scuba Radio.
You are listening to Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Now, here's the guy who I consider the hippopotamus of diving.
Oh, yeah, sure. Who told you to? Yeah. No!
He can't say. Come on, you can do it. You can do it. Now here's the guy I consider.
Here's the guy I consider the hippopotamus of diving. You really gonna do that?
Oh my god!
One more time.
Stop it.
Here's the guy I consider the hippopotamus of diving.
Here's the guy that I consider the hippopotamus of diving. Greg, the dive master.
Oh, that's too good. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. When you do the hippopotamus, I don't believe that involves downward dog position there, Bubble Boy. What were you doing there on Facebook Live?
I was not downward dog. That was upright cat.
Huh. Okay. Well, there you go. By the way, JF, who is the captain of the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 Live Aboard with Explorer Ventures, was on TV this past week on GMA. For you that are not kids, that's Good Morning America. They're over in the Dominican Republic, and they were doing a live video feed with some of the Good Morning America talent and the humpback whales.
The lovely Ginger Z.
Yes, Ginger. Exactly. She was there, and I saw JF in the background, and I was tempted to send him a note like, hey, ask him about hippopotamus. He loves that. but it was kind of cool to see, you know, the Turks and Caicos boat and Tom Conlon, who I've been on that boat with him before as well, you know, getting a little marketing juice in the mainstream media.
What else?
No, that's not.
Greg's had a lot of Tom Collins on the liveaboard.
Anyway, good stuff.
Oh, hats off. No, he said marketing juice.
Marketing juice, right.
And the puppet mermaid was there too.
Yeah, she has been on that boat. She's probably still tucked away in some kind of hidden compartment. But she didn't make it on GMA last week. Just
That'd
the whales.
Good. They blew it.
Ginger.
They locked her away
in the
focus.
Some of the crew there in the background. I saw them. And I was waving to them. I'm like, hey, I know that person. Oh my God. It's just like that. Anyway.
That's great, Greg.
Thanks.
It's awesome.
The Aqua Gypsy, Brittany, is going to share with us top five ways to make the most of a dive at Blue Heron Bridge. Are you ready, Brittany?
I'm ready. Drum roll, please.
That's all we got. Sorry.
All right. Good, good. All right.
Oh, dear God.
Yeah.
Number five.
Yes.
Important equipment. And I'm not talking about important equipment like, you know, your regulator, tank, BCD. I'm talking about specifically for this site. So really, it's pretty much just a map so that you can familiarize with the area, yourself with the area. You know, Google image search, Blue Heron Bridge, and some sort of map will come up, and you can pretty much get the gist of it.
Yeah.
Like a map of the stars?
No.
Correct.
No, not a map of the stars. No, just so you
map
know.
Map of the starfish.
We're talking about 20.
Of the sea stars.
20 minutes south of West Palm Beach proper. And right there on the coast, in the intercoastal.
Phil Foster Park.
There. Phil Foster Park, yeah. You can do a Google search on that or, well, like I said, Blue Heron Bridge. But it's in Phil Foster Park, which is, well, it's pretty accessible, I guess. Right, Brittany, or what?
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, if you're doing a dive trip to the Keys or Bimini out of Fort Lauderdale or Miami. Even if you're with your family in Orlando or if you're on the West Coast and you just need to get away for a day, this is a really easy dive to do. Just like a little quick, you know, half a day dive.
Yeah, and it's really easy to get to. Like the main thoroughfare, 95, if you're heading south, you know, say from Orlando or anywhere north, you're going down 95, and then there's a like a isn't there a Blue Heron exit for that's the name of the road right there, isn't it? Am I right? Does that sound familiar?
I think so.
Yeah, and that's the bridge that crosses over the intercoastal, and then you go over there and you park in the park, and you can get out there. This place voted one of the top 50 dives in the world consistently, and I'd say maybe even higher than that. I don't know. I guess it depends on what magazine you read. But what else you got there? So that's number five. Did we cover all of the...
Yeah, pretty much. Just also, you know, make sure that you bring a dive flag and a float, with a line holder. Florida state law requires a 12x12 diver's down flag for anyone who's doing a shore dive. Mm-hmm. And you have to stay, you know, within 100 feet. And they're pretty particular about that. So it's just nice to, you know, have that and be able to not get a fine.
Yes.
Sunscreen, Pete.
Sunscreen, yes. Or stay under the bridge.
And perhaps one a other, decongestant.
One yeah. other thing.
Number... Four.
Well, maybe. I don't know. Barry wants to chime in something. What
a
are
nasal
you
doing? Syringe. I'm trying to.
Yeah, go.
One other thing is that you want to dive that bridge during slack tide.
Okay, we'll get to that. Hold your horses. Hold your horses. Sorry. It's a top five. He's jumping.
I thought you went through five.
No, we just six. That was just oh, okay. Number five. Barry, pay attention.
Sleep, Barry. Sleep, Barry.
Right.
You got to give him credit. He's dreaming about Aquaman.
Oh, just stop it. Just stop.
Damn it, Jerry.
Okay, so equipment and getting your map and all that kind of good stuff, dive flag. That's number five. So what's number four? Let's go up.
All right. Number four is that this is a public park, okay? So all people are welcome, not just divers, all right? So just watch your gear, lock your car when you're diving. So you want to really, if you have a newer car, you have to figure out where you're going to put your key and how you're going to take your electronic key underwater. If there's a way that you can take it out to try to connect it to something on your equipment, but you got to kind of try to figure that out beforehand.
Hey, Barry, where would you like to put your key?
Well, actually what I did is I got a spare key made up and I keep that in my BC.
In your BC?
May I say something?
Go over and get a spare key, put it in your BC, so you can lock up your car, and then when you come back...
I have the key access for mine.
I keep the spare key of my truck in my BC.
All right. Wait, Pete, you say you got a what?
No, I wanted to say something.
The four keys on the door, I can type in the combination, and it electronically opens up my van.
No, that's good.
So I don't have to take a key with me.
Well, Pete is high tech.
Van. That's not a white van with no windows, is it?
Right. No, I don't think so. All right, Walt wants, he has an idea.
Free candy on the side.
Walt, where do you keep your key?
Man who loses key gets no new key.
Hey!
Thank you.
So he keeps it in his butt cheeks? What are you trying to say?
Hey.
Anyway.
Easy.
Moving on, just have a key. Find a way to hold on to your key. You can take those tips and use them accordingly. All right, so that's number four. Keep in mind, public park, and get a key and all that kind of stuff. They let in everybody, not just us, you know, elitist divers. I mean, they let all the heathens in and everything else. So you got to keep that in mind.
Not just the Q-list celebrities.
Yeah, all the land-loving losers. How about that?
Wow, a little harsh. I'm just saying. Aggressive.
Maybe.
But, yeah.
All right, number three. What do you got there, Aqua Gypsy?
All right, so number three. This one is a little more just some background facts about the Blue Heron Bridge. So, Greg, there has been a little bit of controversy, but in a good way.
Explain.
So the county prohibits anyone from collecting fish, right? But this isn't necessarily a state law. So FWC has released some permits to some groups or individuals. So technically, it's completely legal, or at least it used to be. Right. So in October, a Texas aquarium named Moody Gardens was given a permit to capture like 4,300 exotic fish throughout four counties.
Yeah.
One of them happened to be West Palm Beach. So, of course, you know where they went. Right.
Yeah. They went to Blue Heron Bridge, created a stink. And all the divers were extremely upset. We were talking about this, obviously. Yeah.
Exactly. Yes. But there's been some recent new news that has come up, and it's actually very positive. So a couple of different people and dive groups and local dive shops created a preservation committee. So them and along with a 30,000 signature petition went to St. Augustine in the middle of December to speak with FWC. And they wanted to just kind of like protect the area, not so much, you know, take, but they just wanted to protect the area. So you can still fish it, you can still boat it, you can still beach it, but you just cannot take anything.
Right. No take, with the goal of protecting what's there and leaving what's there for everybody to enjoy.
Yay!
Yes.
Yay.
So, yeah, divers spoke up and making some progress. All right, that's three things to make the most of your dive at Blue Heron Bridge. We got two more to go with the Aqua Gypsy Brittany, and that's coming up
two
next
more, Barry.
On
two
the
more.
World's yeah. first radio show devoted to diving.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Saba St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks, new destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I would like to extend to you an invitation to the party.
We're going to have some fun without a dive.
At the party. Scuba party.
Now don't stay behind. Don't get left out.
At the party. Scuba party.
Now the scuba party is here and it's here to stay.
Party.
If you want some fun, it's the only way.
At the party, scuba party.
We're gonna dive in and swim all about, move around just like the truck. Now at the party, a big, big party.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We are having a party. Scuba Radio Happy Hour, Facebook Live going strong. Lori's in there. RJ,
cheers.
How's it going on? What's going on? You're drinking up all my tequila.
Here's to you and yours.
Mexico.
Up you and yours.
Okay, there
Greg,
you go.
The pukulele is almost empty.
Yes, well, we may have to refill that thing sooner than I thought. It seems to be evaporating very quickly.
It's that low humidity in here.
Yeah, yeah, it could be. Hey, by the way, next week we're going to have Rachel on Facebook Live answering all your questions about liveaboard diving. Maybe
or someone about... posing as her.
No, no, it'll be her.
Okay.
And we'll talk to her as well.
How do we know?
She could talk about the GMA stuff, the Good Morning America stuff with the Turks and Caicos Explorer, the new liveaboards in the Red Sea and the Maldives. She'll be there for your, you know, all your in-depth questions.
But I'm concerned about fraud.
Fraud of her of it being her?
Yeah. So are there things you can ask her that only she will know?
No, I don't think there is. So anyway, let's just move on because we're running out of time. We've got to get two more tips to make the best or make the most of your dive at Blue Heron Bridge.
What number are we on?
We are on number four. Well, the first two was, you know, your equipment. Consider the equipment you're bringing. It's a public park was number two. There's been, you know, and then three was the controversy about the fish collection and that they're working to make it a protected area. Not quite there yet, but
so
they're
counting down from five.
Okay, yes.
You know, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Right. And but they're close to making it a protected area, so that's well on its way. Hopefully, that'll happen. So, number two, Brittany, what do you think? What do we got?
Number two, Barry the Boater, take it away.
Oh, Barry's going to do this one. Yes, because he already teased it earlier. Right.
You're put on the spot there, Aquaman.
All right.
Put your keys?
Where do you put your keys? Whatever you do. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we already know about my keys. No.
Yeah, they smell funny.
Did somebody fart?
No, that's just Barry's keys.
Oh, that's... Don't give away his hidden spot. Anyway, hidden
Barry, place, why is there corn on your keys?
No, quit it. Just stop. All right, so...
Okay, you want to dive during slack tide.
You want to dive during slack tide. Moving on, yes.
Don't dive with a slacker.
All right, and that's because the tides are extremely, very volatile
the
there.
When the current's running through the bridge, it'll just pull you along. You'll go out to sea.
True.
Be a nice
very
drift
true.
Dive.
Yeah, by the way, who's making all that racket?
The other way.
Who's making all the racket in the background right now?
I have no idea.
Yeah,
what you do is just check out the tides before you go there and plan your dive for the weekend when it's going to be slack tide at the time you want to dive.
Yeah.
Visibility is also a lot better at slack high tide because the water isn't really moving that much and you can kind of focus a little more on the macro part of the bridge.
What's your time frame with that? How long are we talking about?
You have about an hour to 2 hours before the tide really starts to kick back in.
Okay, cool.
Or the current, not the tide, but the current.
Okay, if you say so.
When you feel the tide or the current picking up, it's time to exit.
I like to get in a half hour before the tide, the high tide.
Yes, that's what I do as well.
All right, fair enough. All right, and then the last tip that you would share would be what, Brittany?
Okay, number one, Blue Heron Bridge is famous for its exotic fish and invertebrates. So since the early 90s, there's been over 400 different fish species that have been identified underneath the bridge. So everything, seahorses, batfish, frogfish, spotted eagle rays, scorpionfish, pretty much anything, octopus. You've got your familiars, you know, shrimp, lobster, manatees.
Okay.
Anything you want to see, you can see it there, especially a lot of nudibranches. So
be prepared. Ooh. To see some cool stuff because they really are known for some really cool critters that you don't typically see, and you know, on a beach dive.
Please don't say manatees around Pete.
Well,
and go slow. The slower you go, the more you're going to see.
That's right. It's not a huge dive site either, isn't it? It's fairly you know, a small area.
But I mean, you could spend 45 minutes in one spot.
Right. Looking for all those different things.
Greg.
Especially like the seahorses and the octopus. That's really, those are cool things that you're going to have to dig around and find. Yeah.
Yeah. Blue Heron Bridge literally offers more nudies than the Gomez Hilton.
Well, sometimes Barry gets close on
that. There you go.
The entire crew just blame themselves.
That's just a regular Tuesday night for Walt.
Hey, now. God bless him for it, too. All right. Well, that was great stuff.
Not that I would know.
That was good stuff, Brittany. Thank you for sharing. I think we informed our divers accordingly so they can go do Blue Heron Bridge and make the most of it. Thank you so much.
Better they're going to the Gomez Hilton for the nudies.
Thank you, Brittany. A different thing. Yeah. What, Britt? What were you going to say?
Protect the bridge.
Protect the bridge. That's right. We're going to cover that. Make sure they, you know, they need to get that area protected for sure. Because when that, you know, they came in and they collected all those tropicals and stuff, boy, it created quite a stink. And it's like all the places you could go, why pick such a popular dive site that all the people are going to from around the world and trying to make the most of their dive and then, you know, take away some of those cool critters that we're going there to see. You don't want to do that. Protect the bridge.
Downwards weather. Sorry.
Yeah, we're not there yet.
Oh, sorry.
Not there. It is Groundhog's Day.
Damn it.
Super Bowl tomorrow. Enjoy it. Until next week,
now?
Though.
Huh? Not yet.
Almost. Till next week, though. Remember, it's always better. Where, gang?
Wetter.
Wetter.
Where it's wetter, yeah.
Yeah, that works.
Wetter.
Safe diving, everyone.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.